Representative elect Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So, looking back on that incredible campaign in which everybody across the nation was looking at that 19th District, you versus John Faso, when you hit the hay at night and you're thinking about the whole thing and you're feeling good, what really stands out to you?
I think what stands out the most is the energy, the outpouring of love and support that did not know any bounds, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whether you lived in a more rural part of the district or urban part, it didn't seem to matter. And I think we were able to tap into something that transcended a lot of the partisanship and the divisiveness that has sort of plagued us politically here locally, and I'd say argue nationally for some time. So I think for me, that's what I hearken back to and draw from as I move forward.
So I have a little bit of a different take on it. I think it's all those people who just hated Donald Trump's guts and said, we can't allow this to go on. This is a symbolic race. We have got to cross the border from Connecticut to come over and work for this guy. We got to cross the border from Berkshire County to work for him. We have to get out from all of us who are here in the 19th district. I think in large part it was because of Trump. You know, John told me, he said, you know, I would have walked in if Hillary had won.
Yeah, we disagree. I know. I believe it's love that fundamentally moves people, that ultimately makes people want to believe in something more, that we can be better. Yes, you can be upset. You can be frustrated. You can be angered by the current climate. But to do what we did and to meaningfully inspire people to believe again that this system can work for them and that they can have positive change. I think, you know, hate is not what ultimately leads to the kind of outcome and the outpouring of support that I think allowed us to achieve the victory that we were able to achieve.
So, Antonio Delgado, how did you do it? I mean, what was the linchpin of all of this?
I mean, I think it's about showing up. You know, I talked a lot about this over the campaign. Sure. Our political system has been detached from the people, the communities across this district and across the country, everyday folk, working middle-class people. And it's been siloed off into sort of this dynamic that is ongoing, separate and apart, in D.C. and big donors and titans of industry and lobbyists, and people have felt very cynical about this reality and no longer believe the system is working for them. So when you inject yourself into communities, when you show up, when you actually engage, when you host town halls, when you listen intently to people, no matter who they are. I think that can make a profound difference. It takes a tremendous amount of work. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of belief in the goodness of people. But that's what we led with. And we had a lot of outpouring of support, people all across this district who volunteered and who were able to tap into something bigger and are better angels. And so it fundamentally is about making sure people understand that they're going to be heard and that they're going to be truly represented and accounted for. And doing that work, getting out there every day is what we did. And it was a long, long journey for over nearly 2 years. But that's what I think fundamentally was the foundation for us to stand on.
So let me go to something much more down in the weeds. We just read that there was this auction for which office you got.
So
you got to pick, you know, it was a lottery.
Yes.
And having worked as an intern many years ago down there, I knew that some of those offices were a lot better than others. So what'd you get?
Well, I am going to be in Longworth. I believe the number is 1007.
That's funny.
Yeah, we're very pleased. You know, my wife Lacey was there, and you know, she did a lot of work with my team as well, trying to figure out. You know, we got ended up with number 58. I think it was out of 85.
So you were the 58th. So, you were the 58th pick.
Yes, the 58th pick.
Right.
So we weren't. It was not the ideal number, but it wasn't. You know, we weren't at the very end either. So we had some good options still on the table by the time the number got to us. And listen, I the reality is, I didn't care what number I got because
right. You were there.
I'm gonna have an office, and that's all that matters to me.
Well, I remember when I worked there as an intern all those years ago, and Rayburn got built. You know, there were ice machines and couches and everything in those offices, and we were still getting ice delivered in the morning to the front door. It's amazing. It's amazing. All of that has changed, of course. Okay, so how are you and John Faso doing in terms of the transition?
Well, I mean, you know, when we spoke once the election night, as I noted in my speech. He indicated that he wanted to be helpful. He wanted to be helpful during the transition. And my team has certainly had a number of discussions with his team when it comes to making sure that we get on the same page about casework and sharing the data so that we can really take on the efforts without any hiccups and have a seamless transition. And we hope to continue to do that throughout, you know, the coming weeks so that by the time I'm sworn in on January 3rd, we feel good about where we stand.
Have you named your team? I think your communications director is going back to graduate school. What's going on?
Yeah, we do have a number of individuals that we're working through. We hired a chief of staff. We also brought in a legislative director. We're still looking for a comms person. We also have a district director, you know, local, grew up here in the district, and very excited about her. You know, so we're still building our team, but very excited about the coming weeks and hope to have a sense of all of our offices, too, by the time the year is concluded. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot between the staffing, between identifying offices, between dealing with the politics in D.C., trying to map out legislative priorities, you know, in the first 90-some-odd days. You know, it's a lot to take in. You know, but I'm incredibly humbled by the opportunity and certainly ready to get to work.
Okay, we got a minute and 40 seconds. Tell me what your number one objective is as soon as you get there.
Well, I mean, I ran on health care. You know, I did this, the campaign. I talked nonstop about finding ways to expand health care coverage, about bringing down prescription drug costs, about dealing with the opioid epidemic and focusing on Lyme disease, focusing on rural access. These are all the issues that fall within the umbrella of health care. So I certainly want to make sure that I find opportunities quickly to fight for these issues. Rural broadband access, I've already begun to communicate with individuals who've been putting bills together on this issue in previous years and do expect to be able to have some things that I can work on in the immediate future. Infrastructure, another big item that I want to make sure that I focus on. Of course, rural broadband falls under infrastructure, but just generally speaking, I think that would be critical as well. And dealing with water contamination issues, particularly up in Hoosick Falls and in Petersburg, and shedding some more light on those areas and working with individuals like Representative Kildee, who came to the district during the campaign to help and had some issues with Flint that I think he could be helpful with us in terms of fighting for funding. So these are all the things that I'm hoping to focus on pretty quickly out of the gate here and really want to make sure I bring home some results for the people here of New York 19.
Well, Antonio Delgado, first of all, thanks for showing up on the Congressional Corner. We always love having you. Again, congratulations on your big win. And when we come back the next time, I guess I'm going to ask you the P word, as in Pelosi. Thanks for being here.
Excellent to be here. Thank you for having me, sir.